Fishalaku. The Mishnah in Avodazara, Islamid Hey and Bays, lists Fishalaku, Shlakos, as one of the Surim of Machali Akum, the Rasur Bachil Napahana. And the Gemara there in Islamid Zayin and Bays discusses the Makor, the source for this halacha. The Gemara is a Havmina, Islamid Zayin and Bays, that it's a drasha, it's learned from a drasha. The Pasuk says in Devarim, in Perik Bays, Pasuk Chav Ches, that Bnei Israel, when they wanted to travel into Eretz Sichon, they requested permission, and they said, we're going to, you know, go through the land, and we'll purchase our food, we're not trying to take over, we just want to pass through, and we'll be good guests. And they told Melech Sichon, Ochel v'kesef tishpereni v'achalti, I'll purchase food with money, U'mayim v'kesef titinli v'shasisi, and I'll purchase water to drink. So the Gemara Drasha that compares ochel to mayim. Kim mayim. The ochel has to be like water. Ma mayim shol nishtanu, af ochel shol nishtanu. You can only purchase things from goyim that are not nishtanu. The Gemara questions, what do you mean not nishtanu? You can't purchase, you know, flour that was once wheat that you ground up. The Gemara says, no, it has to be nishtanu al deor. Anything nishtanu al deor is asur. So that's what the Gemara seems to say. It's a drasha. And the Gemara reneges, the Gemara says, no, it's an asmak to ba'alma. So the simple understanding of the Gemara is that the Israel Fishal Akum is an asmakta ba'alma. It's a drabanan with an asmakta. But the Yifei Naim on the Gemara of Adazar over there, in the back of the Gemara, for those who don't know, you know, the Yifei Naim often quotes the Yushalmis that are relevant, that agree or disagree. And there, the Yifei Naim quotes Yushalmi in Shabbat Aleph Dalit, where the Yushalmi quotes Rav Shimon Meichai, who makes the same drasha, that the source for Fishal Akum is this pasuk of ochel b'kesef tishpereni v'achalti, umayim b'kesef titinli v'shasisi, and the Gemara doesn't reject it. So the Feinayim says, oh, you see, the Gemara doesn't reject it, maybe the Yishalmi holds this teresa. Which is pretty amazing, because, you know, hechtesi, and additionally, Rav Shimon b'chai, in that same Yishalmi, in Shabbos, quotes Bishal Akum as one of the Yud Ches Dover that goes around. So it's very, very difficult. So you'd think that the Feinayim would back down, but he quotes the Kasha, and he tries to answer it. He says, no, maybe teresa, he has some type of So what emerges is that the simple understanding is that pas Vishal Akum is a din drabanan, and the Yushalmi, according to the Yifei understanding, assumes that it's a doraisa. Now I should mention, though, that even if it's a drabanan, it's a drabanan with an asmachta. And there are achronim who differentiate between stam drabanans, which are total fabrications, you know, of Chazal, versus drabanans that have an asmachta b'kra. There's different ways to look at asmachtas. Why did Chazal make an asmachta? Did they just want to somehow bolster the din? People should listen to it. If you make an asmachta, then they'll listen to it. Or, you know, the fact that making an asmachta shows that it's on a higher level, somehow, you know, connected to the dinim deraisa. There's an interesting Ritvan Rosh Hashanah where he says that the dinim derabanan that have asmachtas are really rotten a Torah. This is what Hashem wanted. See, Hashem didn't mandate it. Chazal came along and they were mechayiv. So again, the Prima Kadim in Pesicha Kolel Torah Chaim also has this discussion. Maybe a drabanan without asmachta is more common than a drabanan without asmachta. But of the Pipashas, it's a din drabanan, a drabanan with an asmachta. Again, there are also some rayas that it's an ancient takana. The fact that the Gemara thought that it was a raisa seems like it was a very ancient takana drabanan, which it might just be a historical question, but it might also show that it's more chamur. I mean, it's not so clear if you have some din in Drabanan go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, we said Shiva. Takana Shiva is a Moshe, is a Takana's Moshe. The Takana of, you know, Sheva Bracha, so you go to Shlomo Melech, he's a Sakin Sadaim. And then you have the Chazal and Sakin Ner Chanukah, much later. So is Nisil Sadaim more important than the Ner Chanukah because it's an earlier Takana? It's not so clear if it is or it isn't. It's possible that it is, but it's not so clear. Either way, the simple understanding. And we pass on the halacha, the Bishal Akum is din drabanan. What is the nature of this halacha? What's the reason for the Isra of Bishal Akum? So we all know that Rashi and the Mishnah there in Avodah Zarah, the Flamed Hey Amud Beis, explains that he writes, Dimras Lashlakos, Kol Davar Shabishal Ovid Kachavim Afilu Bekli Tar, Bekulu Mishum Chasas. Rashi says that this din of Bishal Akum and all the dinim in the Mishnah there are because of Chasas. And Tosas on Lamed Zayin Amud Beis in Avodah Zarah, writes this as well. He says, "Mitchila gozru aleha mitam chasus." There goes there on bishul because of chasus. And the Ritva there in Avodah Zarah Lamed Hei Beis also writes this. Maskana the Gemara tisura drabanan ho. So this is drabanan mishum chasus. Then Rishonim says, "Din drabanan of chasus." That's the mainstream understanding. The Ram as well agrees to this understanding. Perik Yitzayin of Lachal Sosura Slachates. Vish Dvarim Acherim Shasru Asan Chachamim Av Bish Ein Yisur and Ikram Minatara. Gazer Olen Kedil Yisrachik Minagoyim Ashrlo Yisarfu Behen Yisrael Vyavo Lidei Chasus. To separate ourselves from Goyim, we shouldn't mix with them and come to marry them. Eluhain, and from that list of Eluhain, the Rambam includes Bishulehen. Tafilu Vakam Shein Vakush Legiulehen. The Isra of Bishul applies even when there's no Chash of Kashus. But we also know that Rashi in Avodah Zarah and Lamed Chesed Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Midrabanan, tells us that Bishul Akum is also because we're worried that the guy is going to mix in some tarfas into the food. It sounds like if you're eating at your guy's house frequently, so maybe the first time you'll tell him to keep kosher, and then by the third time he's going to forget and he's going to feed you non-kosher food. Of course, this is a steer from in Rashi, because Rashi Lamed Hey says it's Mishum Chasus, and here Rashi says it's Mishum Shaloyach Elenu Davar Tame. I mentioned, I think when we discussed Pasakum, that the Rambam of Teresh Hashanah seems to bridge these two reasons. He says that, you know, if we're influenced, impacted by Goyim, so we'll start doing things that are usher, and then eventually marry them. So it could be the first thing they're going to do is they're going to serve us non-kosher food, and then next thing you know, you'll end up marrying, intermarrying. The Rambam of Teresh Hashanah. So the Rambam doesn't seem to see these as distinct reasons. It could be that's what Rashi is. Rashi assumes as well. That's one way of being Yashiv the Rashi. But there are Rishonim who clearly saw these as distinct reasons. The Rashbam, quoted in the Orzaruin of Odazara, Simon Kuf Tzari Aleph, it's also quoted in the Hagos Shriin of Odazara, Perek Bey, Simon Chaf Hey, writes explicitly that the Isser official Akum is because of Isser Davar Tameh, we're worried you're going to eat something on kosher, and not because of Chasus. He makes a very clear distinction between those two reasons. And it's clear, at least in the Rashbam, quoted in Arzuru and Nagos Rosh, that it's a separate halacha. I'm saying for Rambam it seems to be connected, maybe for Rashi, one way of Yashi Rashi it's connected. There are other ways of Yashi Rashi. I mentioned, I think, last time that Rabbi Ginnak has a discussion in his Sefer about this issue, and he claims that there's a difference between the reason for the Gzeira and the formulation of the Gzeira. Chazal were worried about Chasnas. That was their impetus. When they formulated the Gezeira, they said, don't eat it because of Chash Davar Tameh. That's how they formulated it. And he thinks that that's actually a distinction between Pas versus Bishul, that Pas is Asr only because of the Chash, and never really, you know, became Isr Chefza, just Isr Gavra, whereas the Isr of Bishul is Isr Chefza that was formulated as a Chash Davar Tameh. He has a holomnus in his Chelek Beis of Gan Shoshanim, Simon Lamed Beis. In the second Chelek, Simon Lamed Beis, he has a discussion about this. In the end of the day, most people don't understand that Bishul Akum was usher because of Chasnus and not because of Chash Davar Tameh. Ram writes that explicitly, right? And the Rashbam and possibly Rashi understands, at least one Rashi understands, that no, this is a separate halacha, it's a Chash of Machalas Asuras. So I'd like to discuss the nafkaminas with the assumption that there really are two studim here. Obviously, if there's one side, there's not going to be so many nafkaminas. You might say that, you know, if we have two reasons, maybe we need both reasons to answer, or each reason independently can answer. I'm not going to, you know, assume those things. I'll assume there are two distinct, mutually exclusive reasons for why Bishul Akum is answer. Either A, because of chasnas, or B, because of Shem Yechelenu Davar Tami. So I want to discuss the nafkaminas to this question. So the Gemara there in Avodah Zarah, Nachlam Zayin of Beis, as I mentioned, darshins this pasuk and says that you have to buy food that's similar to water. There wasn't nishtane. It wasn't nishtane al de'ur, right? Water isn't significantly altered. It's water. So too, food that wasn't altered by heat, you know, by fire, would be permitted to be purchased. Other food is also mishum bishul akum. Now the problem is that the Rambam, Tula, Shachnar, don't mention this halacha. According to this understanding, if a goy cooked something, but it didn't change, so he mutter to eat. Right? There aren't so many examples of this, but, you know, I guess almonds, I think, discuss, you know, we eat almonds raw, so it's not relevant. But let's say you wouldn't eat almonds raw, and you'd cook the almonds, it wouldn't be nishtan al de'or, right? It wouldn't be noticeably different. So would that, did the official akum be subject to that or not? So the Shachnar doesn't mention it. So presumably, it's also regardless. But the Shach and Yerdein, Sivin Kuf Yud Gimel Aleph, point out the Pasha of the Gemara, Shem Rishonim assume that no, you need this din, it's truly even the Maskana, that Kol Shal Nishtana Al Deir Or is Ein Bo Mishu Bishu Le'akum. Okay, so this is an interesting Machlokas. Again, it's not, like I said, it's not so relevant, Lemaisa. But the Hagosa Rosh, the same Hagosa Rosh I quoted before, Beis Chav Ches in Avodah Zarah, links this Chakira. He quotes the Rashbam, and he writes like this: the Bishulei of the Kachavim Nesa Mishum Gezerah Shama Yachalenu Ovid Kachavim Davar Tame Hilchah Davar Mishtane BeBriyasa Odei Ur Bein BeVushalin VeMai Bein Sluin VeUr Asurin Mishum Bishulei of the Kachavim Avamidi DeLo Bashil Oshul Nishtane Or Shalom Nishtane BeBriyasa In Lachosh Davar Tame Shaisa Nikur. So the Rashbam claims, again, I'm not sure how obvious this is in Mitzvahs, but the Rashbam claims that if you have something that's not going to be altered, won't be physically altered through the visual process, so midin chasnos, it should be aser, right? But midin shami irei vadavar tameh, it would be noticeable. If you had something that really doesn't change through the cooking process, so how can he add anything to it? Any additives would be noticeable. That's the claim that the Rashbam makes. As such, this is true lahalacha, and Kol Shel Nishtana Al Deir Or, says the Rashbam, Ein Bo Mishum Bishul Le'akum, like the Gemara says. And this is what the Shach says. The Shulchan Aruch who's mashmit this might assume it's Dinah Chasas. If it's Dinah Chasas, I don't care if it's noticeably different or not noticeably different. At the end of the day, he helps you by preparing the food item for you, by cooking it for you. So maybe there's a Chashash Chasas. That's the first aspect. Okay. Now, the second Avgamina, which I guess only fits for one title, Chakira, is what the Gemara says in Avlamed Ches and with Aleph, which we pass from the Halacha, that anything that's Nechal Kamoshu Chai, Ein Mo Mishum Bishu Le'akum, can be eaten raw, anything that's Ein Ola Shulchan Malachim, Ein Mo Mishum Bishu Le'akum. This is the Gemara in Avlamed Ches and with Aleph, two girsas of the statement of Rishmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amarav. There's some Chokas that show if we pass on like both these days, that's how we assume the Halacha, that we have a heter both of Kol Shenechal Kamoshu Chai as well as a heter of Kol Sheina Ola Al Shulchan Malachim. Now these heterim make a lot of sense if you assume that it's din chasnas, right? What's chasnas mean? Your non-Jewish neighbor is going to be nice to you and prepare something for you. So if they prepare something you could have eaten anyway, they cook a carrot for you. You could have ate the carrot raw, so they cooked it for you. So, wow, you're not going to have such hagar zato. If they cook meat for you, so then the meat wasn't edible, now it's edible. Similarly, in Olam Shulchan Malachim, what did they make for you? They made something that's a chashuv dish that's really mechubad, or they made some food that's a snack food that's not really necessarily chashuv and won't appreciate it when you receive it, and therefore it won't create the chasnas factor. So these two halachas fit very well, as you just said, with the understanding that the Isra official act was one of chasnas. There's no chash kashnas if it can be eaten raw. There's no chash kashnas if it's not a chashuv dish. If you assume that it's a question of hilchos kashrus, that we're worried that the goy, might have mixed in some tarfus into your food, so here it's a little more problematic, because who cares if he cooked the carrot for you or if he cooked the potato for you? Just because you can eat a carrot raw and you can't eat a potato raw, there's the same chances that he, put in a little bit of chazishmal. Similarly, Ola Shulchan Malachim, not Ola, why should that play a factor in the Chashash Kashrus? So this is a difficult halacha. These halachas are difficult for the understanding that it's a din in Chashash Kashrus. And like I said, the majority of the Rishonim assume that it's a din in Chasnas, which would make sense according to these halachas. So I'm really not sure what Rashi and the Rashbam would say. We'll see soon that we'll try to explain that the main mahalach is really chasnas, but that nafkamina I think is only one-sided. Now, this idea, these two sides of the chakira, are seen in a number of other halachas as well. The Tosfos and Lamed Chesam and Aleph and Avodah Zarah, Shemashkel Ella, quotes the shita of Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rav David, famous shita that a goy can cook in a Beis Yisrael. A goy can cook in a Beis Yisrael. He explains why. The hatam, right, what's the reason given? Says Tosfos, Ein lochush lo lachasnos v'lo l'shem ha'yachilenu t'var t'neim. There's no chashchasis and no chash Hashem ha'yachilenu t'var t'neim. So Rabbeinu Avraham ver David was working with this chakira that I presented, these two tzadim, and he claims that neither side is applicable in this case. Presumably, he assumes that if he's cooking in your home, so he's not doing you a favor. He's your employee, let's say. So there's no chasnas, and you know all the products are kosher, so therefore there's no chash. Rabbi Yitam there in the Tosfos argues, "Lo hodolar Rabbi Yitam, the vaday came and shalvi chavim vashal lo chilko klach chavim ben rishus to Yisrael rishus to chavim ki olam yesh lachu shema lo yizayr gam beveso shal Yisrael kamo beveso shal chavim." So he says, "Well, we're worried." So he says, "You're not going to be careful." What does it mean, "not going to be careful"? So you might interpret it as saying that you're not going to be careful and it'll come to chasnas. I think more likely, maybe you're not going to be careful in kashrus, meaning the guy might, you know, take the milchik, a frying pan, and you know, cook the meat in the milchik pan, etc. So it's not clear how Rabbi Tam is arguing. I think Misvara, you could say that there's no chash chasnus, again, especially if he's your employee, but there is a chash of kashrus. Again, this is the argument to us, but it's clear that they have the same case, and they're arguing, is there a chasnus, there's no chasnus, etc. Now, like I said, this makes a lot more sense if we're talking about a situation where the guy is either an eved, a shivcha, or at least an employee. If you just have a non-Jewish friend who comes by to cook in your home, it's possible that this hetter wouldn't apply. Or for example, let's say you have live-in help. And the living help wants to make themselves breakfast. If they're making you breakfast, that's the heder from Avram. So let's say it says dinner of shivcha, let's say, at least the employee. But let's say they're making themselves breakfast. The people who own the home went on a vacation and they're living in your home. So this non-Jewish person is living in your home and making themselves breakfast. So you might say on one level, this is better because there's no chasnas, they're making it for themselves. At the same time, it's probably more of a chash machalas asuros. Because if you're not home, you know, there's a halan issue. Can you have your kalim, you know, in the same rishus as your non-Jewish help without any Jew being around? Are we worried that maybe they're going to decide to make themselves lunch and not, you know, care about Silchus Kashrus? So that's an issue of its own right. So this issue, again, like I said, is relevant in terms of live-in help, etc. We're generally not Sobhachan, yeah.
I think I mentioned this before, but I remember my neighbors, the kashers there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They kasher there, and they have a goyish teacher son-in-law who comes and cooks.
Right.
So I spoke to a man about, you know, what should be said, and he thought that because of the rabbinical drum and the chasness, but even though it would be a low food, so, you know, there's a kasher.
He thinks it's mutter in that case?
He thinks it should be mutter mitzad low food of. Like, I think he was comfortable using the Rabbeinu Avram
for chasnas.
Yeah. But he was very nervous that the guy was
going to kashrus. Yeah, so the kashrus certainly exists there, because
right.
Actually feels at home.
I
hear that. No, it's a fascinating case. You hear the case? The case is there's a woman who is about tshuva, she came from. Her parents, she became from. Beautiful. Her brother is engaged to non-Jewish. Her
right.
Sister is engaged to
non-Jewish
guy. And this guy likes cooking. So he's coming into their newly kosher home and cooking. So it's a goy, Beis Yisrael, Shri Mutter, Rabbeinu Avram. The question is it really true? Because here you have a serious chash chasus, because the guy's dating this Jewish girl. Or do you say it's a loplug, which is like a bit of a chiddush? And B, it's just a chash kashrus, you know, if he feels at home, maybe he won't feel respectful, etc. It's a pretty amazing case. I saw the Shach speaks about this issue of cooking for yourself. The shach in your day cook you'd give a chalk is more machmir if the person cooks for themselves. So again, this is very nogeis. So if you have a live-in maid, obviously you're supposed to, you know, have a pilot light or be involved in the bishul. If you're not, the question is, can you be sovach in the Rabbeinu Avram, A, and B, can you be sovach in the Rabbeinu Avram when they cook for themselves? So it's true if they cook for themselves, you're not planning eating it, but what about the kelim? We're going to see soon, the kelim could become aser through Bishalakum, according to many Rishonim, so that's an issue. I'm not so sure if one can even be sovach with the Evan in the Rabbeinu Avram in a situation where the guy cooks for themselves. I'm not sure about that. Okay, so look into it. Okay. Another interesting question that the Rishon deal with is the question of palter. We know, of course, in Vodasara Daflam and Hewan Al-Abez, there's a concept of palter by pas. That if you don't buy from your neighbor, you buy from the baker, so the Gemara itself doesn't seem so keen on it, but Lamaisa, based on Yerushalmi, the Rishonim, developed a heter of pas palter. The question is that heter applicable to Bishul, right? Just like you don't know the baker, you're not going to marry the baker's daughter, you know, Mr. Wonder has a daughter, you don't know who Mr. Wonder is, you just buy the bread. So what about Mr. Campbell? You know, Bishul Akum, let's say, if it was all Shulchan Aruch Malachim, etc., so would there be an iser of, a heter rather, of Bishul Akum Adei Palter? So the Ra'ah in the Bedek HaBayis discusses a very similar case. It's on page 188 in the Torah HaBayis. Gimel Zayin, page 188. He writes, V'od, Sha'ofe V'Bayis M'yucha L'kach. So he says, if you have a situation where you hire a guy to cook, right, and he's going to be cooking and giving things, unless you have like, you know, a hotel breakfast. So you hire a guy to come and make eggs for people. He doesn't know the people in the hotel. He just comes and he makes eggs. He comes every morning at 8 to 10. He's making eggs for people. So the question is, would there be a heter of palter in that situation? He's a chef. That's his job. He makes eggs. So there's such a situation, it's not clear if it's exactly like a hotel. It sounds like it's a public area where the person is hired to cook or bake, and he doesn't know who's coming. It's like a free-for-all. It's like, you know, you have a carnival. So you hire somebody to, like, you know, make, like, to cook in the middle of the carnival, and anybody comes, can have, he doesn't know who's coming, he doesn't know who's going. It's like a total just around.
So, I'm making, like, omelets.
Okay. Fine. So the question is, would that be mutter if it was Bishul Akum? So the Ra'ah says that there's no ikruve daite. Similarly, the Maharitat in the Tshuvos, Kuf Samach Aleph, writes, in a similar case, he's talking about something that's it's kind of like bread. It's not like bread. He wants to know if it's Asim Mishum Bishul Akum. So he's actually more concerned with Bishul Akum. He wants to know if it's Asim Mishum Pas Akum. He was Nizer and Pas Akum. And the Shaila was, is this Asim Mishum Pas or is it Bishul? So in Kain, Elo ha Bish Kol Gush, She'en and Tzrichin Hamotzi, Von Tzil Sedaim, Yotze Michal Pas or not Pas, they're come up Pas Kisnis. V'shemet Tomar Hari Heim, Oldim Ashukham Lachim, maybe you're going to say it's Bishul Akum. Halav milsehi dechadu deshal palter linu v'leka time v'dechastus k'divi matir v'pas palter. The same header, pas palter, says the Maritats, applies to Bishul palter as well. So this is similar to the Ra'ah, that the concept of palter can be exported from pas akum to Bishul akum. And most of the Shoyim don't assume this to be the case, and they assume that no, there's no such header of palter by Bishul akum. Now, if this is a question might be talking about Chakira, namely the Ra'ah writes explicitly it's a question of Kiruv Das. So if you're hired to cook, to bake, or to cook, and you don't know who you're cooking for, and they don't know you, it's a public place, so there's no relationship, and therefore it should be Mutter. If it's a question of Chash Kashrus, Shema Yechalena Davar Tameh, so it makes sense to say that we answer as well, because Lamaisa, you're not sure what the guy's putting in the cooked items. Again, it's a little unclear in Rashi. Rashi speaks about Shema Yisragela Eitzla Yagilatzma, right? You're going to become very familiar with the guy, and you're going to eat by him every week, and then eventually he'll serve you treif. Right? That's how Rashi had it. Kol davar what's his lashon? Shelo Yisrael Ragel Eitzla V'machal V'mishra V'yachlan Davar Tamei. So it's not clear if it would be answered on a one-time basis, meaning if presumably the first time you eat at a guy, you tell him to keep kosher. The question is, you know, if you're Ragel, you might forget, etc. So this might be a one-time basis, but presumably, if the chash is Shema Yechalen Davar Tamei, it would apply in this case, even as a one-time basis. It's actually a fascinating sheet in the Meiri that is not quoted in the Encyclopedia Talmudit. It's not mentioned by any of the poskim, or the Rishonim, for that matter. And the Meiri has a shita that seems to assume that the Isser of Bishul Akum applies only to Goyim cooking your food. If Goyim would cook their food and then bring it over to you, that wouldn't be Bishul Akum, which is astounding, because the issue of almost the opposite of Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, who speaks about Goy Beis Yisrael. It's not a question of the actual location, it's a question of who owns the food. So if I give a Goy food to cook, it's my food, he cooks it, it's Asr. But if a Goy cooks his food and then brings it over, it's Mutter. This, again, is very counterintuitive. Usually, Kiruv Das is, you know, somebody moves into your block, you go over with an apple pie, you want to, you know, become friendly with them. That's how relationships are created. But the Meiri assumes that that's not the case. He writes on the Mishnah, Mavhehud Beis Ramesla Shalakos, Hashalakos Perush Dvarim Shalonu Shabishlam Goy. Things that are belong to us that the guy cooked, and he says it more explicitly a little later in Lamed Hamid Beis, Dressel Yesh. He's discussing the question of why Pas Akum isn't Bishal Akum. The question all the Rishonim deal with, what's the relationship between Pas and Bishal, we'll talk about it a little later. So he says, they're very different. Pas is not us because of Bishal. Why? Because who owns the Pas? The Pas is owned by us, it's our bread. He says, we came into Bishal Goyim, Afum Yishum Kiruv Das, Lanesar Ela Bishulenu, our items that he cooked. Al Derech Sheiti Ispire. He says opposite, meaning he says that Pas is also even if it's from them. But Bishal Akum is only also if it's ours. That's how he distinguishes between Pas Akum and Bishal Akum. So the Iri says, it's a standing Shita, that the Isra Bishal Akum, yeah, that's also interesting, it's a relationship between Pas and Bishal. But it's a standing Shita, he says that Bishal Akum is also if the guy cooks our food. If he cooks his food, it's not also from Bishal Akum. I thought that, you know, you can use this as a limud schus. You know, Lema Freya, obviously not Nechana Labav, but Lema Freya and those people who weren't aware, you know, that it was usher to eat in non-kosher restaurants if you kosher food. There are some people, previous generation, they would go, they would eat, you know, fish, whatever. So this generation also some places. So Lemaitis, Bishal Akum, it's usher. You know, well, fish, you might argue, is Nechal Kamashu Chai, in terms of sushi. Okay, the other issue is with Kalim, etc. But let's say it was a situation with no Kalim issues. Okay. This person is going to eat something that clearly is not Nechal Kashul Chai, it's really Asr Shum Bishal Akum. So, is there any Libus Chos? Again, not Chas Shalom L'Chatchila, but if a person, you know, found out about Israel L'Mafreya, you know, or you know, as Libus Chos, so the Meiri L'Chora would assume, according to this day in the Meiri, that there was no Israel in this, because this belongs to the Goy, it's a Goy's food. The whole Israel of Bishal Akum is a Goy cooking a Jew's food. Again, like I said, we don't pass in this way, but it's a fascinating issue. Yeah.
In that case, you distinguish between a restaurant where, like, McDonald's, where the food's already prepared and ready to go, versus a place where you might even purchase it.
Even if you sit down and they're making it for you fresh, it's still their food. For Haraya, if they burn it, they'll give you another one. It's not like it's yours. It's not like you purchased the fish. You didn't do any kinyan, not mos, not mashicha. You ordered a fish. You know, they're cooking it for you. So I don't think, I still think it belongs, it's Ochel Shel Akum, I think. I would assume. Okay. Another Nafka Mina. Kalim. I mentioned before, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, if you have a pot that a guy used to cook with, is the pot Asr Bishum Blios of Bishal Akum? If a guy cooked Chazer, so of course it's Asr, then it's Blios of Chazer. Let's say a guy cooked, you know, spaghetti. So the question is there Asr Bishum Bishal Akum? Now, the Rashba in Torah Sabayis, Gimel Zayin, page 190, writes explicitly that Bishal Akum Asr Kalim, Vistavish Etzrichin Hakshar, the Chol She Asaru Chachoyim, Plitaso, Asaru Kamoa. Anything Chazal Asr, they Asr the Plates as well. But the Ra, the Berak Abayis, 2 pages earlier, page 187, argues. And he writes, Well, Asr Bo El Fi Mashayure, Shiyimashech Bo Tam Shal Chasnus. The whole Israel is based on Chasnus. And as such, he continues, he says, about Kalim Mutarim Lishtamish Ben Akar Adacha. You're not going to get married over the blios. You know, the fact that your guy lent you the pot, so you're not going to say, oh, the blios of this spaghetti, mamish, creates kirif das, chas. You have to go back to the town. So, one way of analyzing the machlokes is to say that if you say the chashas, so the shlakim is the chashas, so they might be, you know, not just spaghetti in the pot. In the Bliyas, there might be spaghetti with chaser shmaltz, so you have to be makban and kalim. Whereas if you say it's chasnas, then you say like the Ra'ah, that there's no issur for kalim. Now, just to be honest, the Rashba doesn't say this. The Rashba says kalim or asr, but he just says that even though it's because of chasnas, we don't start discussing every particular case. Chazal asered it. Once it's asr, it's a chaser shal isr, and such you have to kasher it. So, practically, the Rashba and the Ra'ah both assume it's mishum chasnas. And they still argue about Kalim, but all things being equal, Misfara, you could say the question of Kalim is contingent on our Chakira. Namely, if it's a din in Chash, Kashrus, so Kalim should be Asr. If it's a din in Chashrus, it should be Mutter like the Ra. And that's not true, Lamaisa, because the Rashba thinks that Mishum Chashash Kash, Mishum Chasas, and still Yasir Kalim, as a Loplug, but to be fair, I think what I'm saying makes sense. And this whole issue of, you know, Kalim also is connected to the whole status of the nature of the Isser. You know, Isser Cheft, Isser Gavra. We mentioned the last time, in terms of Pasakum, that that Pasakum might not Isser Kalim, because it might be Isser Gavra. It was part of Rabbi Ganak's piece in the Gan Shoshanim. He assumes that Pasakim does not Aser Kalim, and Vishal Akim does Aser Kalim. And that's why he makes this chilek, that one's Isser Chefsa, one's Isser Gavra, etc. You know, touches on this issue. There's also the question of, you know, is it Basel Barov or Basel Bashishim? Similar issue. Pasakim is Basel Barov. Is Vishal Akim a Basel Barov or Bashishim? It's Machokas Akronim in Shulchan Aruch. Pichadash is Machmir, it's Basel Bashishim. The Shach has a day that's Batal Barov, just like Pasakim. So this issue again might be totally on, you know, Chash Kashrus might need Shishim. If it's a din in Chasus, it might be Batal Barov, or it might be totally in turn, it all might be totally in Chav Sakavra, as I mentioned. Now, at the end of the day, it seems quite clear, as I mentioned before, the majority of Rishonim assume it's a din in Chasus, not a din in Kashrus. And the two nafkaminas brought in the Gemara, the two Atarim of Olal Shulchan Malachim and Nechel Kamoshu Chai, really make a lot more sense according to the understanding that it's a din and chasas. It's very hard to explain why those should play a factor if it's a question of kashrus. You know, Olal Shulchan Malachim has the same chash kashrus, not Olal Shulchan Malachim. And Nechel Shulchan Chai, not Nechel Kamoshu Chai, has the same chash. So I'm really a bit, you know, stuck with Tzarchiyan to explain, you know, that day in Rashi and the Rashbam. There are a number of other halachas that also seem to apply the din chasnas. I'll just mention them, some of them briefly. There's two of them. One of them is the concept of kavana levashel. The Gemara has a story of a goy who, you know, made a fire in the yard, and the fire, burnt up all the bushes, and there were some chagavim there, and the question was, the chagavim now bishul akum. His intention wasn't to cook the chagavim, his intention was to burn the yard. And this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Ovid chagavim, shebishul v'leiskavim l'bishul mutter. Okay, so Ovid chagavim shitz ur ba'agam, ki zahavir chatzir, v'spashlo b'chagavim, ha'ezim mutarim afilu b'makam sh'ol n'shulchan malachim. So even if chagavim, you know, fit the criteria for bishul akum, they're mamish, you know, geshmach chagavim, they're all n'shulchan malachim, nonetheless, they weren't become aser because there was no kavanah for bishul. So this idea of kavanah for bishul fits very well with chasnas. You know, that if kavanah to bimashal, right? Was it made with love? You know, if it was made with love, so then you know it's going to create chasnas. If it's a question of kashrus, mehikatesi should make a difference. Kavanah for bishul, not kavanah for bishul. I just want to mention it's interesting that this idea of made with love is something that, you know, we relate to as well. You know, a guy who buys a store bought product can bring it over to you if you move into your new home, and your non-Jewish neighbor wants to, you know, he's familiar with halacha, he had Jewish neighbors in the past, he wants to, you know, create a certain sense of, you know, friendship, so he goes to the Jewish, you know, shop, he buys an item, it's labeled, it's stamped, he brings it over to you, you can eat it. There's friendship. No, but he knows that he had to go to the Jewish store, so he knows that, you know, you're separate. But if he makes it in his home with love, he brings it over, so then you already have chasnas issues, meaning, so, just to highlight that point, it's really makes a lot of sense. But not just through his stomach, it's through his stomach.
The knowledge of how much effort he put into it.
Exactly, part of it is the effort. If Dome is somebody who makes something, somebody goes to store and buys it. You know, even it might be cheaper to make it, but the effort, the involvement, the care, that's what creates, and we see it today. We know that that's true today, and Chazal understood this, and that's where it goes to that way. Okay. So again, this whole halacha of kavanah levashel makes more sense if it's chasnas. Similarly, there's a whole din of a guy who's cooking and a Jew comes along and he's mahapech. He did the beginning of the bishul, he does the end of the bishul. He's showing his debate whether or not he just made the fire. Is that also sufficient? Like by pasach, we threw in a kesam. Is that enough? So these halachas, lechora, which make more sense if it's a question of a heker for chasnas. You know, you do some symbolic act. You know, you turn it upside down, you maybe even the fire, maybe even a kesam. It's a question of chash kashrus, so it doesn't help. If he's going to put chazash maltein, he's going to put chazash maltein. It doesn't necessarily make a difference. So again, I think the main mahalach, as I mentioned, is chasus, and that fits most halachas. There are some halachas that can be explained through the understanding of Chash Shami Yechalim Zavar Tameh. But that is a understanding some Rishonim have, and you have to really do some explaining, which I didn't fully do, in terms of explaining some of the halachas that don't seem to add up with this mahalach of Chash Kash. I just want to discuss very briefly the relationship between Pasach and Mishnah. I discussed this previously, but I want to discuss it a little more fully. The Mishnah, just in Vazar Lamed Hayim Beis, speaks about Pasachim and Bishlachim. Pas and Shlachos. Now, are these the same Gzera? Right? I mentioned before, the Miri and all the Rishonim are wondering, why do you have the two Gzeras? So one Malach said, no, it's really one Gzera. It's Taka one Gzera. The Yerushalmi asked this question. Pas lav tafshilei akum hu, Yerushalmi and Shabbos alaf talad. So there's this understanding that really there are one Gzera. They might have some technical differences, but it's fundamentally one Gzera. But there are many Rishonim who assume they're very different Gzeras. For example, Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, Naflam Zayin of Beis, says that Pasachim is a later Gzera. First came Bishul Akum, right? The Gemara after all had a Havminu with Doraisa. First came Bishul Akum, and that's how Rabbi Tam explains the Havminu, the Doraisa. And then they wanted to ask for Bishul because of Chas, right? And then they realized it wasn't enough. They had to ask for Pas as well. They didn't want to ask for Pas initially because it was too difficult. Omer Yitam, the Yivari Talmud, the Bishlakos, the Ksavar Duraisihi, Shevach Zerah Kadmonisi, the ancient Takana, Velon Nigzara Yiva Pas. Pas was Nigzara later, when they saw they needed to go to their Pas as well. But the Summer Shoyim learned the exact opposite. Summer Shoyim learned that Pas was the first Gezerah, and then subsequently came Bishl. In fact, in the Mishnah, Pas appears before Bishl. So if you look, for example, the Ritva there, Vazara Lamid Heyim Abbeis, Vazal Shlakos, he quotes the Ram, who says, that mitchila gozer al pas, right? That you would gozer and pas first, because that has more kiruv das. That's the staple of the meal. And then they were gozer on other bishulim as well. And similarly, the Ramban Lamehem Beis assumes this way that there are two separate gezeros. Ikal Lamehem Beis take gezeros havus talmidei shama yivhila gozer al pitan, talmidei shama yivhila gozer and pas. And then later they were gozer but also bedin achrina v'gozer v'kol hashlokos. So again, we have two mahalakim here. Either they're the same gzera, or they're different. If they're different, what came first? Did Pas come first, the Ram quoted the Ritva, the Ramban, or did Bishul come first, Rabbeinu Tam? Now, if you assume they're talking different gzeros, are they nitzkan for the same reason or for different reasons? So this is also a machlokas. The Ramban there in Vazara, although he claims they're two separate gzeros, he writes, Miu mash mavadai de Pas v'shar tafshi legoi mitam echad hayin asurin. They're all for the same reason. All for the same reason, right? The Rambam also assumes they're all chazakhasas. But the Rashbam, quoted in the Orzarua, that I quoted before, in Simon Kuptari Aleph, in the Orzarua, in Avodah Zarah, he writes, very interestingly, he says, the time of the past, mishum chasas. Past is chazakhasas. Yeah. Yeah. Pita mishum yeinan, yeinan mishum minaseyan. Aval shar bishruli mishum shalayachelenu davar tamei. The Rashbam makes a very clear distinction. I don't think it's so well known. I think it's important to Rashbam. He says that Pas is because of Chasas. And Shema and Bishul is because of Shema Yechelenu Davar Tameh, you know, like Rashi and the Halamed Ches.
Can I just ask one thing?
Yeah.
In terms of the second reason that came up with the first Gzera, is that because bread, typically speaking, is much simpler ingredient.
It could be bread that's usually kosher. People don't put non-kosher, you know, ingredients in the bread. Just in France, it used to be. I don't know if it's like today, but... people would travel when I was a kid. You know, people would go through Europe, and everybody knew that you go to France, so the baguettes are kosher. It could be now it's different. I don't know what they're putting in these things, all the preservatives, but the things it's basically bread and water. Getting so okay. So what emerges in terms of the relationship between Pas and Bishul is that it could be it's part of one gezerah, it could be two separate gezerahs. If there's two separate gezerahs, either Pas came first or Bishul came first. Or they came at the same time. They came at the same time, but they're separate gezeras. And if they talk are separate gezeras, what is the reason for them? Are they both for the same reason, both for the chasnos, or like the Rashban, the ones the pas is because of shemeh chasnos, whereas bishul shemeh chalenu davar tamei. So, because what we saw here was a the status of bishul akum din rabbanan has a smachta, maybe according to Yerushalmi Tereisa. B, what's the reason for it? Most Rishonim say chasnas. There are some Rishonim who speak about chshash machalas asuras. We discussed some nafkamina. And at the end of the day, we established that most Rishonim say chasnas, and you know some halachas are very difficult to explain if you don't assume chasnas. And then we discussed the relationship between chasnas and the relationship rather between pasakum and vishukakum.